Well, thanks, you guys. Hey, I appreciate it. And I first of all want to remind everybody, please put your phones on mute so we can get through that. And hopefully everybody is familiar with the movie The Princess Bride, because that line, "I do not think it means what you think it means," that comes, I have used that many, many times, just like Liz just did. I've used that many, many times in my life. You know, I don't, it, I do not think that means what you think it means. And it's from Inigo Montoya, which is who's really the star of the film, trying to find the six-figure man who killed my father, you know. But he's repeating it all the time to one of the main characters in the movie, Vizzini. He's the guy, and all the time he's going through the movie, and he's saying the word inconceivable. And that's where that phrase comes from. I do not think it means what you think it means, because he uses it on everything, during the movie. As a matter of fact, during the movie, he repeats it in five different scenes during the movie. Anyway, when Melinda and I started Limitless, we wanted to build a company that was really inconceivable. And I love the fact that you guys were talking about the demonstrator and the tri-bred and everything. And it's funny you should bring that up, because this morning I had printed out the bonuses that you can receive from the company for just doing some basics. And the reason I'm coming back to this is because, as Pam always likes to remind me, I always say the same thing: is it simple? Does it work? Can I do it? Why complicate it, right? You can use that philosophy in anything you do in life. Is it simple? Does it work? Can I do it? I don't care what your challenge is or whatever it is. You look at it, and if you can answer yes to those three questions, then you're on to something. So when Melinda and I sat down, part of the reason we made the comp plan, or excuse me, she made the comp plan this way, because I want to make sure she gets credit for this, is because it was so difficult, like Liz was mentioning. And I didn't realize how mean some comp plans are in the company, in the companies I've been with in the past. And this one particular company, I won't name it, but you had to do $3,000 every single month with one grace month per calendar year. So I want you to picture a part-time person for a second, and you got to do $3,000 a month, every single month. And if you didn't do that, while it insured sales, what happened was you either hit it or you quit. But they'd give you one grace month, so you could, take that off. And most people took that around Christmas time or whatever. But if you didn't hit it, they had this crazy rule after the grace month, if you didn't hit it for a second time, that whatever organization you had built in your business would roll past that person and up to their upline executive. Let me repeat that for a second. So you're out there building and building and building, and one month you don't hit your 3,000. You got a grace month, but you go two more months where you hit it, and then another month you didn't hit it, and then fear kicks in. So you pull out your credit card because you don't want to lose your organization, and your organization could roll past you. You know what, guys? That was just a mean, in my opinion, that was just a mean side of a compensation plan. And Melinda and I used to say, this is inconceivable that somebody could lose their organization because they didn't hit that volume every month. So one of the things we decided to do is we wanted to say, is it simple? Does it work? Can I do it? And let's make it fair for people to succeed. So what do I mean by can you do it? I want to just take a second and examine that premise. I'm looking at a picture of balloons at one of our fly-ins with tons of iPads that we handed out. And I just want anybody to come off mute, because have any of you ever won or received a reward or anything from Limitless? And if so, what did you have to do to earn that reward? So did anybody earn any rewards from Limitless that's on the phone?
I did.
Okay, what did you earn, Cindy? Okay.
Well, the first time, in order to do that, you had to get to 6,000 6,000 in volume with you and your entire organization. And I also got the 3 and 30 bonuses multiple times. I also qualified for most every single trip that we've been on. So I also have my car that was just paid off that I earned as my Limitless car. And
yes,
I just got my pink slip for that.
All right. So pretty dang good. And, you know, I thought, oh, maybe we're not out there promoting enough, you know, these things. And then I thought, you know, I know Malin went a great effort to do the ramp-up videos. And she did it in a timely manner because she wanted to make sure that the word got out that you could earn over $6,000 in bonuses. And then I looked at the way she did it, and she has it on a spreadsheet, on a tracker form, and I said to her, hey, I like the other form. I'm like Andy. I like visuals. You know, I like that little ramp-up picture, just the picture where, you know, you can do the 30-day jump start and you can earn $1,850, and you can do the 60-day reward and get $300 gift card from Apple, and you can hit the three-month mark and get a $500 bonus for hitting X3 and a $500 bonus for hitting your customer acquisition. And beginning in month 6, you can get a manager bonus and a customer acquisition bonus of $500 each. And that's how you can earn $6,000. And I was looking at the fact, so I said to her, why did you do it like, you know, you have this beautiful picture going to the Mercedes or going to the luxury car, and then you also have a track form. She goes, because some of our distributors love being able to track. And so, you know, I was thinking of Pam and Terry and people like that, that just love to be able to track how they're doing. And then, you know, for the rest of us that love visuals, that works out too. But we provide all these benefits, all these rewards to kind of help get you kickstarted. Now, was that Terry Kempfert that said I did? Or who
yes,
was it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, okay. So what did you do, Ter?
Well, I earned an iPad 3 times. I hit that 6,000.
Wait a minute, 3 iPads? Wow.
Yeah,
okay, pretty cool, huh?
I've also gotten a check for $2,000 for a customer acquisition bonus.
Yeah.
I've also been able to go on the trips. I work for trips. That's my biggest incentive. And
yeah.
I mean, lots of other bonuses. I can't even remember.
Okay. Very cool. Very cool. And I know all of you had, if we took the time, you know, Tanya's got the 2,000 customer acquisition bonus. Liz has got them all, you know. I mean, all you guys have done really well out there. But what I'm saying is it simple? Yeah, this is a simple program, guys. You do this, you get this. You do this, you get this. You do this, you get this. Does it work? And so, you know, is it simple with the health packs? You know, we put these little packs together, 4 different packs together. It's very simple, right? We made them all the same price, $175. And then we made 90-second little explainer videos that you could send anybody. Could it get any simpler than that? I'm a little prejudiced here, but I think, no, it doesn't get any simpler. Pack's $175. You ought to do this pack. I'll send you a video to explain it. Boom, done. Does it work? The question is, do the products work? Do the products work? Do the tools work? Not only do we have the explainer videos, you know, but we have all the other things like the testimonial videos besides the 90-second explainer videos. We got the ramp-up video, the explainer videos, and we have things like fact sheets, which I always love Andy saying. I love the fact sheets because you always learn from telling them how great these things are. And then, like, you know, Terry just mentioned, you know, we have all the fly-ins and the trips and the incentives, and we have these morning training calls, and we have the opportunity calls, we have the demonstrator, and we have Melinda and I, who are owners of the company, who really, really care about Limitless, so much so that we're on these calls every single morning, just trying to share with you anything we can. And so when we come home and we go to bed at night, we can lay our head on the pillow and say, did we do everything we possibly could to help distributors out there? And, of course, there's you. And so what's needed, you know, what is needed in order to have a successful company? It's definitely not saying, hey, if you don't do this volume, you lose whatever group you have and it rolls past you. That had never happened here. It's inconceivable that that would happen here. So, you know, what would happen if the products didn't work? What would happen to the company if the products didn't work? People would find out pretty dang quick, right? You wouldn't have a Gerald Geisler on there talking about how great these products are, or Russ and Susan, or Sarah, or Kathy Harper, or Linda Fielder, or Cindy, or, I mean, you just wouldn't have it. You just wouldn't have it. The reason why these people are here, first and foremost, is because the products work. So it's inconceivable that the products wouldn't work. Do the tools work? Yeah, we got as many as you could possibly have. So the tools work. It would be inconceivable that the tools didn't work. But what happens if the distributors don't work? You know, the same thing, you know. It's inconceivable that we'd have a company if the products didn't work, if the tools didn't work, and if the distributors didn't work. So full circle, the question really is, it would be inconceivable of that. Is it simple? Does it work? And can I do it? And I like that. And I capitalized in my notes here in front of me, can, C-A-N, can. Can I do it? The third part of that mantra. And, you know, I'm from Canada, and I always love bragging about the fact that I'm from Canada. I love Canada. I love the Canadian Thanksgiving that just got done. You know, I think it's a great time of year to have Canadian Thanksgiving. But I always told people, you know, the first three letters in the word Canada is can. And so, you know, I always thought that was neat. And then I thought, you know, the last four letters in American is I can. So not only can you do it, I can do it. And so, as Nike would say, just do it, guys. And that's the thought process for today. So the challenge is just go get them. So with that, I'll take it off mute.